On Monday, July 2, 2018, an elite cave diver reached the end of his dive line deep in the belly of an underground cave along the border of Thailand and Myanmar. As he swam up to the surface and poked his head above the murky water, he saw 13 pairs of eyes staring at him out of the darkness. A wave of emotion washed over him as he realized he'd located the Mu Pa Wild Boars soccer team, a group of 12 young boys and their 25-year-old coach who had been stranded after exploring the entrance of the 6-mile-long Tam Lung Cave when a flash flood struck 10 days earlier. The boys and their coach were huddled together in an elevated area known as Pattaya Beach, sheltering on a ledge surrounded by water more than a mile from the main cave entrance. Cave divers navigated 2 miles of narrow, flooded passageways that separated the wild boar's refuge from the cave's main entrance. The whole world fixated on the international rescue effort and breathed a collective sigh of relief when the discovery revealed the best possible outcome. All 13 wild boars were alive and well in the cave. There was little time to celebrate, however, as the cave remained flooded and the boys were still stranded and needed to be rescued. While search and rescue operations are often urgent and risky, the Thai cave rescue effort was exceptionally so. The number of children missing, many who couldn't swim, let alone dive, the rapidly shifting weather conditions, and the sheer complexity of the underground maze of barely navigable caves required a team of diving experts to coordinate a rescue. Efforts to pump water out of the cave began immediately as rescuers tried to take advantage of a break in monsoon rains. Regardless, a day of heavy rains would again flood parts of the cave with water so murky the divers would sometimes compare it to swimming through coffee. The rescue took a fatal turn when a former Thai Navy SEAL, Saman Kunan, died during the mission to place oxygen tanks along the route to help access the boys. In the process, his own oxygen tank ran out, starkly illustrating how perilous any rescue involving diving gear can be. Around-the-clock water pumping paid off with parts of the cave made walkable, but extracting the boys still depended on their ability to breathe into scuba equipment despite having no diving experience. After 18 days in the cave, with rescuers at times facing an 11-hour round trip, the boys and their coach were miraculously escorted to safety. The days and weeks of the rescue had tested the power of global collaboration to save the wild boar players and their coach from a potential watery grave. As the world watched with bated breath, several key actors performed as heroes. The wild boars themselves, remaining incredibly resilient in tough circumstances, the Navy SEAL, who perished while ensuring that future divers would have replacement air tanks, and, of course, the Royal Thai Navy and other local and international volunteers from the United States, China, Great Britain, and Australia. However, one actor went largely unnoticed, despite playing a pivotal role in the Thai cave rescue. It was the governor of the Chiang Rai province, Narongsak Osatanakorn, who was responsible for coordinating the mission. Few managers will ever have to deal with a life and death situation like the Thai cave rescue, but managers all over the globe are asked to operate in complex, urgent, and unfamiliar circumstances while achieving stronger and better results. The fundamental mandate of a manager is to solve an ever-growing number of complex problems and achieve extraordinary results through other people. The dynamics of the Thai cave rescue may seem exceptional when compared to your own work dynamics, but Governor Osatanakorn was fundamentally like many of us, a manager coordinating, motivating, and guiding a team. He was a manager able to navigate both downward and upward to communicate critical messages and secure and disperse important resources quickly. While Osatanakorn could have relied solely on the resources in his immediate reach, the Royal Thai Navy SEALs, he chose another path. As we return to the governor later in our story, you will see it was his cool-headed assessment of the skills and abilities of the dive teams, along with his instinct for using the talent at his disposal to test alternative ways of extracting the boys, that allowed Ossatinakorn to manage the practically impossible rescue.